We come now to our concluding video, and I wanted to just leave a few important points that you can take away for yourself, whether you go deeper on the Kabbalah journey or whether you refer back to the lessons you've learned. I would say a very important point is, if you get lost, if you lose strength, if some of these concepts just go to the back of your mind and you might find that you're not living them the way you used to when you first started studying Kabbalah, go back to your desire. The Creator is always there. The light of the Creator is always there, waiting to share with us, waiting to give to us, waiting to help us go to the next level. And the Zohar shares that as soon as a person desires or asks to be back on the right path, to be on the path of goodness, of fulfillment, of light, immediately the whole world adjusts to guide them there. It's important to realize that even if you make mistakes, even if you fail 9 out of 10 times, that decision at that moment to be with the light is all that matters. Your entire past becomes erased, and the Creator adjusts to guide you. Sometimes we get so excited when we're learning this wisdom because we learn concepts, but we also gain strength and energy. When you study, you have this power to want to apply that right away. You tell yourself, you know what? If I'm going to be tested in the next hour, I'm going to pass my test. And as time goes on and years go on, while we still remember the concepts in our minds and in our hearts, we don't always have the strength and energy to apply them. Coming back to these lessons or going deeper in your Kabbalah study isn't just going to teach you new wisdom. It's also going to give you the strength to apply that wisdom. Every day, try to connect yourself to something spiritual. Even if it's not Kabbalah, there are many paths of truth, of wisdom, of the soul. Your soul needs it every day, the same way the body needs food. The soul needs the same nourishment of wisdom, of truth, of understanding about its purpose. Make sure you give yourself that every day that you can. And finally, I want to thank you. I remember when I was a student in the very beginning of the Kabbalah journey, my teacher told me that his ability to be a giver, his ability to care for people or to receive wisdom had nothing to do with his own talents or his own ability or even the classes he took or what he learned from his teacher. It had to do with the vessel, the student, the desire of the person sitting in front of you. According to what he or she needs from you, the teacher, is what the Creator will give you, the teacher, to give to them. I feel that every gift I have in my life, every concept I've learned, every bit of wisdom that might come to my mind is because I have an audience that's willing to listen, students that are appreciative of this wisdom, and they give me that opportunity to be in this position to share. So for that, I thank you.